Excellent. Friends, if you had to paint the perfect picture of peace, what would your painting look like? If you had to paint the perfect picture of peace, what would your painting look like? Perhaps it would look like some beautiful tropical getaway. A beautiful tropical sunrise, and absent from your painting would be the grind of the daily week. Absent from your painting would be all the weight of the responsibility of family life. Probably absent from your painting would be that one particular nagging coworker that tests your sanity on a daily basis. They wouldn't be in it. It would just be you alone, basking in God's great and beautiful creation. Or perhaps your painting of peace would look more like a serene mountain lake, that the jagged peaks of the mountains fade off into the distance, and all that you have around you is the coolness and the serenity of the stillness of the water that soothes the mind. But there was a king one day who started a contest for his kingdom to paint the greatest picture of peace ever painted. And as the paintings were coming in, one artist painted a beautiful picture of the sunlight shining down upon the kingdom's beautiful, prosperous fields of wheat. And it was peaceful because they knew that there was plenty of food for the harvest. Another one of the kingdom's artists came forward and they painted a beautiful picture of a parade celebrating the cessation of war. The war was over, the peace had come. All the artists came in and they had all these beautiful paintings, and the king examined every single one of the masterpieces. And then lo and behold, this painting came in of this horrific thunderstorm. The deep inside of that thunderstorm, the waters were flooding down the sides of a mountain. There's lightning flashing in the background. If you looked at this painting deeply, you could almost hear the rush and the violence of the wind. And as the other artists were looking at this painting of the thunderstorm, they kind of ribbed themselves. They thought to themselves, it looked like somebody missed the memo. This wasn't supposed to be about chaos. This painting wasn't supposed to be about violent storms. It was supposed to be about peace. How in the world does this painting represent peace? And the king stared at the painting for the longest time, and he examined it. And at long last, he held up the painting. He said, I have found a winner. It was the painting of the storm. Now, all the other artists were a little dumbfounded. They thought that the king had gone a little bit batty, and how in the world does a storm represent peace? So they rushed over to the painting, and they examined it and examined it and examined it. And only after a long period of time did they step back and they figured out exactly why it was chosen. You see, what they didn't realize is that their eyes had always been distracted away by all the violence that they saw in front of them. That's typically how our lives work. Their eyes were distracted by the flooding of the waters coming down the side of the mountain. They were distracted by the flash of the lightning in the background. And oftentimes that's what happens in life, that our lives get distracted by all the worries. We get distracted away from the real focus of life. The voices that we tend to listen to most are the ones that are screaming in our ears. The things that we give most of our attention to are the explosions of life. But the artist stared deeply into the painting, and they came to realize that at the center of the painting was this tiny little bird, which I don't know if you all can see it. Let me see if I can. Do you see my laser pointer? There we are there. I don't know if I can aim it over there. I don't have very good aim, apparently. Oh, it's over there. It's right at the center of the painting. But they looked at it, and they finally saw this little bird at the center of the painting. And this little bird was living amidst the storm. Because ultimately, that's what all of us do, is we live amidst the storm. And this little bird chose not to fly off into the storm, but rather it found its shelter in the rock. It nestled itself safely within the rock, and it's found its sanctuary there. Now, had this bird flown off into the storm, if it would have been driven by its worries, if it was driven into a panic, then certainly the wind and the storm would have dashed that little bird to the ground. But it didn't. It chose instead to find its sanctuary in the rock. Friends, all of us in our own lives, if we are driven by our worries, then we will find more worry in life. If we let anxiety make our decisions, then we will discover more anxiety in life. But this is a great picture of peace. Peace isn't simply running off to some tropical paradise. I mean, we get some peace when we go on vacations in that way. But it's not a reality. That's an expensive kind of peace that we have, and it's not a peace that ever lasts. But really, the reality of peace is to be able to find the peace amidst the storms of life. And that's what this painting portrays. And friends, there is a peace that is coming for all of us. And there is one that is coming to us, to whom we can find our sanctuary. A child is given to us, a son born to us, and he will be called the Prince of Peace. Now Jesus, as he came to us, he came with a great power that he wanted to share with all of us. And he said this, he said, "My peace I give to you. My peace I give to you." That Jesus didn't come into this world to simply run away from all of us. Jesus didn't come into this world to run off to some sickeningly sweet utopian society. But rather, Jesus entered into this world that was absolutely full of trouble. But he chose not to become a part of the trouble. Jesus entered in a world that was devastated with sickness and disease. But Jesus chose not to become a part of the disease. He didn't become a part of the suffering. And he entered into a place of the world that is a real mess. It's been a mess for thousands of years, torn apart by warfare. But he chose not to become a part of the warfare, going to war with the conquering power of Rome. Instead, in each of these instances, he chose to bring his peace so that we might know that peace in our lives also and be able to find sanctuary in this Prince of Peace to come. Now, friends, preaching about peace for me is a rather hard thing. You see, I don't know peace very well in my life. I do know other things. I know all about worry in my life. As a matter of fact, my beard went pretty much grayish white in my early 30s, and that was kind of bears witness to the fact that I know worry in my life. I know anxiety, and I could probably give you all 1,000 reasons why we all ought to be anxious about the upcoming year. They'll be absolutely helpful to nobody out there. It will help none of us function faithfully in all of the challenges that will come. And I know all about fighting, too. As a matter of fact, I've been at war with myself between the things that Bill Liming wants to do compared to the things that I think that Jesus Christ wants me to do. So I know worry, I know anxiety, I know fighting. I know all of those things very well. But what I want to know most, and what I want all of you to know most, is peace. And Christ says to us, "My peace I give to you." It's up to us to find sanctuary in it, though. And what drives your decision-making? How do you choose? I think all of us have had the experience of going to bed with worries weighing heavily upon us. We all worry about finances, we worry about family, we worry about the future, we worry about what other people might think of us. We worry about a ton of things. And there is a man named Joseph who went to sleep a long time ago with all of those worries on his chest and so many more. That he had just found out about his young bride named Mary. He found out that she was pregnant. And he knew in his heart it wasn't his kid. Talk about a real mess that Jesus enters into. It was a family scandal that put worry onto both Mary and Joseph's hearts. And it weighed heavily upon them. Now Joseph was horrified with that news. That this was not part of the plan. This was not the future that he had hoped for. And so in his mind he thought to himself, how do I deal with this? He decided to dismiss her quietly and simply move on to go on with his life. Had he made that choice, though, it would have been a choice that was driven by his worries, driven by his anxieties. And when we make choices driven by our worries, it only leads to more worry and more anxiety. It doesn't lead us away from it. And so moving on, friends, we know that just moving on was not simply an option. It wasn't an option. And God knew that that was not the greatest option for Joseph either. And so God came to Joseph, and so rather than let Joseph get battered by the winds of the storm, he sent an angel to him. And that angel spoke the word peace into Joseph's life. And because Joseph chose peace over anxiety, it equipped him with the ability to use the brain that God had given him to make some good decisions. It equipped him with the ability to handle all of the worries that would come. And believe me, there would be worries of family disapproval. There would be worries of how in the world do I support a family right now on this small carpenter's salary. And believe me, life would continue to get more complicated as their own government, the Romans, told them that they had to go and be counted in a census right at the very time that this child was born to them. But in all of this, Joseph chose peace, not anxiety. And because he did so, he found his way forward, and he found sanctuary in the child to come. Now, friends, like I said, I have a tough time preaching about peace because I don't know peace very well in my life. I just don't know peace very well in my life. It's kind of like all of you coming to me to get marriage counseling from the guy who's been divorced. That's me. I can't tell you how to live a perfect marriage. I don't know what a perfect marriage looks like. Maybe some of you do. But I can tell you a whole lot about what not to do as a husband in a marriage. I've got a lot of experience in that. I know all about that stuff. But when I think about peace, gosh, I just don't know about peace. But I know worry. I know what it looks like to fly off the handle. I know what it looks like to try to live a turbulent life. And I know what it looks like to try to run away from all of your problems, to move off to some mountainous place and just think that you can get away from it all. But the problem is that if we choose to be followers of Jesus Christ, if we run away from it all, that's not the direction that Jesus is going. That Jesus didn't come into this world to run away from it all. And if we follow Jesus Christ, then we're going to follow Jesus Christ into a place to find that followed into a place of absolute trouble. But we are promised that we can find sanctuary in the child that we greet there, in the Prince of Peace who is coming. That Jesus Christ entered into the most turbulent of times to bring healing, to bring peace, to bring grace to all of us. Our decision making doesn't have to be defined by our anxieties. As a matter of fact, if it is, then we will somehow lead away from the place where Christ is going. But as Christians, we enter the storm beside Christ, and we enter and we find our shelter in the rock that is this our Savior. And so we turn our eyes to this child. In times of trouble, in times of in which we just don't know what the right answer is to do, as we turn our eyes to this child. That's exactly what Joseph did so long ago. When he heard the whispers of family disapproval, when he heard the horrible things that people said about his wife as they passed on the street, he let those nagging, horrible words fade into the background. And he chose to let his ears focus instead on a little heartbeat that was growing inside of his wife. And even when it felt like the family life had fallen apart and that life couldn't get any more complicated, and he found out, though, that it can. Have you ever gotten to that point in which you think to yourself, gosh, life can't get any more difficult? It always does. It always does. And it was the same thing for Joseph and Mary, that they didn't think that life could get any more difficult, and then they figured out they had to make that trip to Bethlehem. Again, Joseph did not make his decisions based on anxiety. But rather, he took shelter in this child to come, and he set course for Bethlehem to go and meet this Prince of Peace. And so, friends, all of us, I think, know worry. We all know anxiety well. We all know what fighting is all about. But friends, my prayer for all of us is we discover peace. My peace I give to you, and the Prince of Peace is coming. Peace will be born on Christmas Day, and it will guide us in the years to follow. Amen.